Welcome to Destination CPA, an original podcast series produced by the Texas Society of CPAs. I'm Jodi Ann Ray, President and CEO of TXCPA, and your Destination CPA podcast host. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to Liz Berenson. Liz is the Vice President of Talent Initiatives and Operations for the Center for Audit Quality. Welcome to the podcast, Liz.
Thanks for hosting me. I'm really excited to be here with you.
I am so excited about having this conversation as well. So let's jump right in. I would love for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you before we talk about the Center for Audit Quality and the Accounting Plus Initiative. So would you mind telling us a little bit about your background?
Absolutely. I will start off and just share that I am not an accountant. I started my career as an attorney. And I think there are a lot of similarities between the fields and the environments and the cultures within the accounting and legal fields. I do feel like I have a very good window into some of the cultural type issues that we're addressing with the work that we do at the CAQ. I started off working for a small litigation boutique in New York City. And a few years in, recognized that I really wanted to be on my client side, which I was working with different leaders in human resources, and went to work for a human resources consulting company at the time. The reason why I made that shift primarily was because of the culture of the law firm that I was with. And what I learned when I was in the HR consulting field was how important it is that when you're comfortable and you feel like you can be yourself at work, how much more you can thrive and perform and do your best. After that consulting firm, I went to work for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, where I headed up their Employee and Labor Relations Department. And from there, went to work for the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, which is the United States Small Development Finance Institution. While I was there, the CEO who came in had been a client of the HR consulting firm that I had worked with. And we took that agency from number 26 to number 2 best agency to work for within a couple of years. That was a really great accomplishment. And the reason we did that was because we really paid attention to the culture of that organization and to what employees were asking for and what their needs were. From there, I went to work for Sol Systems, which is a solar finance and development organization here in Washington, D.C. And I was chief culture officer, where I worked with many young people. I was the oldest person in that company at the time. The founders were a good decade younger than me, so it was a real startup environment. But what I gleaned from that experience truly was how much this generation truly cares about diverse and inclusive workplaces and how important culture is. The opportunity for the CAQ presented itself to me in 2018. We are at the center of the 8 largest accounting firms. There are members, CEOs of the 8 largest accounting firms are on our board. And I saw such great opportunity to be working with the talent leaders, chief diversity leaders of these organizations to truly impact culture at scale and to make a difference at scale. Really, what drives me every day is my own experience that I had in that initial job as a lawyer, where I personally felt that I could not do my best when I didn't feel like I could be who I truly was. And learning about leadership development and culture within organizations, first job after my legal career at the HR consulting firm, has driven these beliefs and passion for what I do and bringing that work to accounting.
I love hearing your story and your trajectory. And it is amazing to me how that very early on experience that you had really then set an important tone for you and has really carried on throughout all of the roles that you've had. So we're really thrilled that you came to the Center for Audit Quality and we've had the chance to work with you and partner with you. So one of the things that CAQ has taken on is this Accounting Plus initiative. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you just mentioned about the importance of culture and what it means to these next generations coming into the workforce. But how did Accounting Plus first get started?
even before the summer of 2020, the CAQ, we had convened our 8-member firm's chief diversity officers, and we were thinking about what could be done collectively to move the needle on diversity within the profession. This has been a long-term problem since we started measuring, especially for Black employees within the profession. There really has not been any movement with the numbers that we're seeing. And the discussion really centered on what could be done collectively. And we centered that we could have the most impact earlier in the pipeline. The reason being simple: retention, advancement, these are all really important issues as well. But our 8 governing board firms are competitors. Working together, we believe that we could have this impact earlier in the pipeline, and really grateful that our member firms were able to give us the seed money to start this creative marketing campaign reaching students, high school, early college levels, to bring awareness to them about what accounting is, what accounting isn't, break some of those negative misconceptions and stereotypes that we know are out there. So ultimately, it was a collective decision and a drive to work toward a solution where we could all get behind it together.
So really, in a nutshell, Accounting Plus is all about raising awareness and diversifying the profession and making a big impact on talent coming into the profession as well. So what is unique about this initiative? There's a lot of things that are unique about it, but all the large firms that are on your board coming together to share resources to address it, that's unique. And then also that it's marketing, promotion, and awareness-based, but also that it's really founded in research.
Absolutely.
Understanding the demographics and understanding what needs to be done to reach the audiences that need to be reached in this campaign. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So research and a data-driven approach is really central to all the work that we do at the Center for Audit Quality. And it's critical that we ground our work in data. And especially this work in the talent arena with this generation that's up and coming, because it's not the same generation. We grew up in a completely different world. If you think about the technological advances, the cultural impacts that this generation has undergone, we've just gone through a pandemic. Their experience is completely different than anything that we've known. And so really getting a grounding in data and understanding what this generation's perceptions of accounting are, how they're making career decisions, who influences them in those career decisions, how they prioritize different factors when they're trying to make a career decision. All these things are, some of them are similar, but a lot of it is very different. Things that we probably never even thought about when we were thinking about jobs. And so when we're out there messaging the profession, it's really important, number one, that we're all working from the same sheet of music, as I like to say. Like, we have a consistent message, and that message resonates with the students that we're trying to reach. For us, what drove us to our careers that we chose are likely very different factors than what this generation is thinking about. And so really, it's an empathetic, I like to say that I bring a lot of empathy to the work that we do, and empathy is so important. All that we do, and empathy is really putting ourselves in the shoes of somebody else. And that's what we're doing with this data. What we've done with the data is truly understand what that perspective is of these student audiences so that we can more effectively reach them.
So raising awareness about accounting, but you've really targeted which underrepresented audiences you want to reach with the campaign.
Correct. We have targeted Black and Latino and Hispanic students at the high school and early college levels. And the reason for that is two reasons. Number one, we know that these are the demographics, again, based on data, that we're falling short across the profession. But number two, we saw clearly that for accounting students, when we asked them, how did they choose accounting? That for 75% of students, they got into it because they had that connection. They had a close family member or relative that was already in the profession. And so if you look at the statistics of the makeup of the profession, underrepresented students don't have those connections. So that's what our focus is, bringing that connection to students, whether that is through social media advertising or in the classroom. We have a great partnership with a company called EverFi, which does digital education content in over 3,000 high schools across the country right now, as well as making in-person connections. And that's really important. That's the next step that follows. After we reach students through paid advertising on social media channels, we're bringing them back to our Accounting Plus website. Currently, we have over 75,000 student subscribers to our website. And then giving them resources where they can make further connections, whether that is internship opportunities, scholarship opportunities, one-to-many mentorship opportunities, and as well as in the classroom, where students might see this digital course. And actually to date, over 110,000 students have taken our digital course in the classroom. And those teachers that have implemented the course can raise their hand and say, you know what, I'd like for an accountant to come to my classroom to speak to my class. And again, so bringing those connections to the students is really important.
Thank you for sharing that. And it's really impressive numbers and reach already. You've done a couple of rounds of data now. So you talked a little bit about who you're focused on as far as the audience and why. Now, we also talked about the environment's different and this generation is different. So what are some of the key findings that have come out of the data that really rose to the top or were really important to you to say, this is how we need to talk differently about the opportunities or what really is going to be of interest or drive our current student population to want to look at this as an opportunity and a career path?
Right. So a couple things, and I had mentioned this, the experience I had when I was chief cultural officer for an organization called Soul Systems. I saw that with that population, in a very small population with that company, that diversity, equity, inclusion was a driving force with this generation coming in. That these students, no matter what demographic they were, cared about this. And so this has come up in our data as well. And I think it's a really important point that I don't think it was on our radar when we were coming up as younger professionals or students looking at careers, but it is important table stakes for this generation. And it showed up in our data as well. This generation does care deeply about joining a diverse workforce. And so we have to bring that, show that, demonstrate that to this generation to attract not only underrepresented talent, but talent across the board. So that's a big point I want to make. We also saw differences in our data by demographic. And one of the most interesting points in our research was that for Black students, this idea of accounting as a path to entrepreneurship really resonated. So some of our messaging, we do talk about that. We make sure that we are sharing stories of entrepreneurs and business leaders about why accounting skills are really important if you want to run your own business. And for Hispanic and Latino students, we saw that this idea of accounting is a way to get back to your community, to support your local businesses, how those skill sets are really important if you want to successfully lead and help the communities where you're coming from. Again, those messages are within the content that we have out there on social media as well. We also saw clearly that there is a perception that accounting is boring and uninteresting. And so with the campaign, we're, again, telling stories of professionals, of all these wonderful, interesting opportunities that exist, whether that's the ability to travel the world, whether that's the ability to work for a sports team, and that is your passion. So making those connections between what your own personal passions are and how accounting can meet those passions. So on the math issue, I think a lot of students, and we saw this at higher rates for Black students, will just shut down the idea of accounting because they just make the assumption that it's complicated math and requires calculus. But what we know from Department of Education data, so many schools across the country, and especially low to moderate income schools don't even offer calculus as an AP course. Students aren't even offered advanced calculus. If they're not offered it in high school, and then they're presented with this idea of a career in accounting, and they assume that you have to have calculus to go into accounting, they're going to write off accounting from the start. So breaking down that misperception about the level of math that's needed to be successful is really important as well.
So that is exactly where I was going with my next question about the misconceptions or the misperceptions. You talked about the first one about maybe the work not being too exciting. You talked a little bit about math being central and required, or higher level math being required. Are there any other misperceptions that you identified in some of the research that you're trying to address in the messaging and reach?
Those are the two big ones. And I just getting back to the interest, this is such an evolving profession right now with technology. So much of that boring rote work is no longer part of the profession. And I think we see the changes with what's happening with the need for assurance in the ESG space, for example. There are so many changes coming, and it's really, once we sit down and we really work on these messages and can get these messages out there to students, it is a compelling message that we can deliver about this profession. So I'm really optimistic. We just really need to be working together to make sure that we're aligned on what those messages are.
One of the things I think is so exciting when we're in front of students and talking to them is the paths used to be tax or audit. And there's so many paths and career opportunities that accounting brings to the table. Those are fabulous choices, but there's so many more in addition to that. And I think that that's exciting. That's exciting to say, I want to be able to develop and craft where I go with this. So one of the things that's been important to you, Liz, as you all have worked on this campaign, is really identifying opportunities and resources. So just want to talk about the opportunities right now, as far as we're really trying to, through this podcast, reach students and candidates and tell stories and make sure they're connected or know what's available to them. And so I really wanted to touch on that as far as what's available through Accounting Plus that they can connect into or take advantage of.
Absolutely. Our website, which is www.joinaccountingplus.com. We have that populated with all different types of resources for students that would be, I think, of interest. We have a career quiz, or what type of accountant are you, right? So it's really quick, easy, fun, engaging activity that you can go through, and it'll ask you some questions about yourself and your interests, and then educate you on all the different types of accounting careers that there could be for you. Engaging some of this gamification that we're taking advantage of with the website, but also scholarships that are available, internships that are available, links to other organizations, our partner organizations, so that you can see what our member firms have to offer in terms of their high school programming or early college development programming. Links to our state societies that we're working with. Jodi Ann, I know you all have done so much in the state of Texas to make those connections for students with professionals. I know you're part of AICP's High School Awareness Week, which is a great initiative, and in making those connections between the professionals and high school students. Making sure that we're kind of a one-stop shop hub where students can easily navigate what is happening so that they're making the connection with the resources that are out there.
A really great place to start is, of course, you could always come to your state society, and all state societies have opportunities for students to engage and resources, but Accounting Plus is really a great hub to learn so much of what's out there. And again, it's joinaccountingplus.com, and we'll make sure that we post that when we publish this podcast as well. So Liz, help me understand, you've done so much in a limited amount of time during a pandemic starting, and just the reach so far is really incredible. Can you help us understand what's next? What are the next milestones and pieces of the campaign that will take place?
The next milestones and pieces of the campaign, I think it's really important that we hold true to this awareness, messaging, bringing greater awareness about the profession. The tail for this project is very long, right? We just launched this in January 2022. It would be great if we could just say, okay, been there, done that. We'll have the number of accounting graduates that we need to do to fill the pipeline. That's not going to happen, right? We're dealing with a declining population. We have the headwinds with the looming enrollment cliff that's coming starting in 2026. We're going to see fewer numbers of college students overall. So there are several headwinds that we're up against, which we need to continue combating to have success here. So it is a long-term game. And so much of what we're doing will be staying the course, making sure we're still bringing awareness to students. It's constantly changing. Like this idea of our research, we do research annually to make sure that those messages are resonating. We can't just be stuck with one talk track and expect that to work. We have to make sure that we're continually evolving and meeting students where they are with those messages that we know resonate based in data and research. We are also thinking about how do we keep those students engaged. For those students that have signed on to Accounting Plus, we have to keep that content fresh, right? Like we can't just keep feeding them the same information. So continuing to populate our site with compelling information that will keep them interested and building those connections. So our work with EverFi, for example, we started, we were in 1,000 high schools in 2022-2023 school year. This year, we are in over 3,000. We're seeing really great response with this content where students are saying that before they take the course, they have one impression of accounting and that impression definitely improves after they've taken that course. Making sure that we're optimizing that relationship and then making sure that those students that take the course recognize that there are all these resources out there with Accounting Plus and connecting them to our partners that are already working with us. One other thing I think that's really important as we move forward is that we are also thinking about how do we combat a lot of those popular culture references about accounting that are not always so positive. And we have to do that. I think we all have a responsibility to be doing that. Any stakeholder with an interest in a thriving profession, there's a lot of work that can be done on an individual level. And so we have on our website, on our CAQ.org website, resources, not only our research that we published annually, but as well as a lot of the video content that we currently have out there in the space that individuals can take and share with their own networks.
Amazing. Measurements, just a lot of going into this. So how does that look going forward? Obviously, you're measuring reach and how many students are subscribed and also how many are partnering or how many have taken the course. What's next on that continuum of what you'll look like as far as metrics?
As we move forward with the campaign, those students that we started reaching in early 2022, some of them might still be in high school, but some of them are in college. And so what we expect to see is an increase in the number of accounting graduates. And that is our long-term measurement. Shorter term, we work with our member firms. We want to understand in their recruiting efforts, are they seeing more diverse populations in their own recruiting efforts? So that's another metric that we're looking at right now, as well as, you know, most of all of our member firms have put out DEI transparency reports, and we can see in those reports what hiring looks like as well. And so our expectation is as the campaign continues and evolves that we should see an increase in number of diverse hires.
That makes great sense. Are we having more accounting graduates? Are they seeing more diverse candidates? And are students and candidates really feeling a change in the environments that they're coming into and what they're looking for in a workplace environment as well.
Yes. One of the important statistics that we look at also with our annual messaging is the number of questions that we ask year over year. And we can see that the openness to accounting across our early student populations is increasing. We've seen a 6-point increase in openness from between year one and year three, for example. So that is another important statistic.
That's a great statistic. So you mentioned earlier that we all have to be on the same page as far as the work that we're doing here. And there's a lot of organizations and stakeholders and firms and companies that are interested in this work or are participating in this work in some way. How do you see that we can make some measurable impact in how we have more coordination or integration in some of the work that's being done?
I think it's really important that we are communicating, number one, and sharing the work that we're all doing with the recognition that we all want to get to the same place and have the same outcome, which is an increased pipeline and more specifically, increased diverse pipeline. I think that requires a lot of work and persistence on all of our part. And sharing of information is really important. I should just say, from when I first started, when we first started the campaign a couple of years ago to now, it is, I have to believe we're going to have the impact that we're looking to have just based on the level of effort that we're seeing across many different organizations. I'm working with AAA, the state societies, AICPA, our work with Accounting Plus, firms work. They continue to increase and work toward. It's the coordination piece. I would say that, and I've said it before already on this podcast, but making sure we're all speaking on the same sheet of music. And I believe that our early student research is really important and a great place to start for that. I think if we can all be aligned on what those messages are, and again, think about from the student perspective, what it is they need, what their expectations are, and then making sure that we are messaging this profession in a way that resonates.
Just based on all the work that you have done, that our organization has been involved in, some of the things that we like to talk about are career choice as an opportunity here that I think is an under-communicated message. There's lots of paths. I think earning potential is something that we need to talk more about. Stability and being able to incorporate your own passions with your work. What are some of the things that you want to make sure that we're focusing on when we have a chance to be in front of students, just to give them awareness about, hey, this is something you should consider because it has a lot of opportunity for you?
I think you named three of the most important. And I think it is, I said, this idea that accounting is boring. And I think there needs to be honesty in that discussion, which is there is a reputation that exists out there for a reason, but this is not the same profession that it needs to be. And so I think in any discussion with students that it is really important that we are authentic and realistic and that we're, again, grounding that conversation based on the data that we're seeing. Your point about starting salaries are important. We might not be the highest paid profession coming right out of college, but the longer term earnings potential that exists and the education itself, how that can help promote your own passions or your own drive, how important and critical this education can be. Those are really important messages.
Liz, I think this is a perfect spot to leave our podcast. We are so grateful to you, to the CAQ and to the Accounting Plus Initiative, because I think the work that is being done by you and the team has been transformational in what we're doing to try and reach students and share these opportunities with them. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and you have been an incredible partner and just really thrilled that we've gotten to work together.
Absolutely, me too. And thanks to all of you for listening to this episode of Destination CPA. Remember to join us each episode as we continue our conversation with leading voices across the profession, sharing insights and navigation tips for those on the path to a career in accounting and the CPA license. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. For more information about the Texas Society of CPAs, visit us online at tx.cpa. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.